distance.
Don't ruin the dinner of this show.
Oh, you actually said you got
it. Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER about sport. Sometimes. Well, it has been another wild week in sport, so sit back and allow me, Joel Kasem, the opportunity to massage my sporting knowledge into your brains. But as the new saying goes, six hands are better than two. So let me introduce a couple of people I know to help.
That's good.
I'm waving my arms. I'm an octopus.
Like an octopus. Very good. First up is a woman who this week had her golden toilet stolen. It's Gabby Morris.
Yay! I don't understand the reference.
Someone in Britain, was it like a...
It was like a museum?
Museum, yeah. Okay. It was like an 18-karat gold toilet. That works.
Whoa.
But it was like on display, I assume. And someone's pinched it. A full toilet.
Why would you want a gold toilet?
A full toilet?
A full toilet. A full one. Not a half one.
Was it a full one.
No, it's
a full
to the brim.
Oh.
You might have flushed it first.
I hope so. Yeah. Also joining us is a man who this week said he's just like the Incredible Hulk. It's Mick Rad.
Did I?
I don't get the reference.
Green.
What? I struggled this week.
I haven't checked my Powerball yet. Mine might be $50 million richer, by the way.
Was that last night?
$150 million. Yeah,
it was last night.
It was last night. Went off three winners of $150 million.
Guys, I told you, I don't like encouraging gambling. Gambling.
Well, until we get sponsored by Sportsbet, then we can talk about
Powerball. I would stop working.
Oh!
We're not going to get
sponsored. Have you seen some of their ads? They're actually atrocious.
Sportsbet?
Yeah. They're so bad. What sexist.
Oh, right. They get a bit out there.
Yeah.
Attracting the bogan sports
fan. The dudes.
Yeah. The simpler.
You.
Hey,
AKA you.
I don't sports bet.
Mm.
I don't.
No, he's TAB all the way. He's never going to go back on TAB.
Easy bet.
Easy bet. Easy God, bet. There's a lot, isn't there?
No, it's too many.
There's so many. And all the ads are always male-centric. Like, it's like they think that girls don't use any type of... I mean, they probably don't as much, but...
No, that's very true. Yeah. No, it is true. Mm. You're right.
I don't gamble. I buy like a lottery ticket once a year and it's like a really big one because I just want to be in it.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I went to school with a guy who was quite good friends with him. His grandpa won the lottery 3 times.
What?
In his life.
Really?
And like substantial amounts of money. Like first one was 100,000.
Wow.
Like the second one was like 50 and then the other, like the next one was like 80, something like ridiculous, absurd. Wow. I don't, like the odds are.
Maybe he bought like heaps of tickets. Like
I don't think so.
No? Just fluked it. I thought I'd just get one Powerball game. Just like one. Not 18 or 24 because you usually buy a whole lot. I thought, I'm just going to get one. Just see how it goes.
And I think it's like one in 1 trillion.
No, it's one in 125 million.
Wow.
Good luck,
Nick. You've got 5,000 times more chance of dying today than you do of winning Powerball.
Well, I've got...
This is such a bleak conversation. Like death and gambling.
Yeah. My great uncle used to bet on every single trifecta in the Melbourne Cup, like everything you could have.
Every option.
Every option.
Cover the field.
All of it.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case.
That is a lot.
Think how much would it cost to lay out?
30 horses or something, and then divide times that by 3 times by
no, thanks.
3 to the power of 30 or something like that?
Something like that. Something... So, maths is not our...
No, it's not.
Our strong suit. I don't really know what is, to be honest.
Certainly isn't sport. We've tried gossip.
Or conversing, because this is just awful.
Oh, yeah. So for you, it was a golden toilet was stolen somewhere in England. Sticking with England, old mate with the hair who doesn't get a haircut properly.
Johnson? Boris Johnson?
Boris. Is that his name?
Yeah.
The current Prime Minister?
Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Is it Boris Johnson?
It
doesn't
yeah.
sound right when you say it. Boris Johnson.
Just like Trump
Boris
doesn't
Johnson.
Sound right, but it's right.
He's there. He said, like, I'm like the Incredible Hulk.
Right.
And that's it. Like, nothing happened this week that Excellent. I could do. I could have done, like, a strike, climate
You could have talked
protest.
About climate change today.
Yeah.
Climate strike.
Huge.
I think I'm going to save that for next week.
Okay. A bit late then. We'll all be dead.
Very
Far
good.
Out. That's not funny.
It's not funny.
No.
I take the drum roll back. Okay.
Sure.
He's struggling.
Okay, let's check. We'll get into content. Okay.
Content.
I'd love a new one of that, I think.
Yeah.
Does someone want to say content without me talking?
Content.
Cool. Thank you. That'll do it.
Content.
He's trying to take again.
Wait, we'll be quiet and Mickey, you say whatever you want and this will be the new content.
Content.
That's good. Oh, let's do that.
Okay.
I'm not going to fight like him yours. For it.
We can alternate.
No.
Okay.
No. No. Why not?
And better than that.
Oh. Okay.
Let's get testy in the studio.
Absolute fire. Guys, people, listeners, we are doing a live show. We are doing a live podcast.
I don't
podcast.
Know if we should tell them.
You're just nervous, aren't you, Gab?
Yeah.
It's going
to
be exciting.
I'm nervous to be in public with you guys.
Fair enough.
People can actually see us like do this live. It's going to be scary.
Yes. Yeah. We are going to be at the Lord Gladstone Hotel in Chippendale on Saturday the 28th of September.
Oh, God.
Don't wreck that job.
AFL Grand Final Day.
It is the Grand Final. So we are going to be part of the Grand Final build-up as well as halftime entertainment.
In loose brackets.
Yes, entertainment is a very...
It's going to be the best show you've ever seen live.
Yeah, get on down. Get on down early before the game. Come down to see us. Say good day.
We'll have prizes.
We've got quiz prizes.
I can sign autographs as well. We'll have printed
We'll definitely take photos with people if they want.
Printed photos. Printed 6x4s.
I'll have my EP out, obviously. Oh, of course. It's actually just my EP launch.
I'll have my band demos.
No, Mick, again, it's my thing. You can't just come in there with your band demos when I've just said I'm doing my EP. So it's my EP launch.
Okay.
No, it's going to be really good. We're going to have prizes.
Yeah.
Great prizes.
Games.
Yes.
Interviews
with beer. Special guests, guys.
Special
guests that you're going to be very interested to see in the flesh.
Yeah, like us.
Exactly. So it's going to be something you've never experienced before. And it's in a pub, so nothing can really go wrong.
Exactly.
Like, if you're not having a good time, there's other things to do, like the pokies.
Or just like look slightly above us at the TV and watch
true.
Whatever is on there. So we are doing like a build-up to the AFL. It is going to be the grand final, obviously. We haven't mentioned that yet. Don't know who the teams are yet. We'll get to that later. Just come down. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Come and meet us. Come and have your photo with us. We're doing autographs, as Gabby said.
I can't do an autograph. It's terrible.
Why?
Mine's not very good. We should practice.
Please practice, because a lot of people are going to want autographs.
I'm sure they'll be lining up with their Across the Park paraphernalia.
True. There are some hats out there that have
really?
Been
out
selling from our Ooh. Website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
So you might even be able to win one.
Oh.
Which is very exciting.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. There's going to be some hot prizes and some hot babes. So.
Oh, there's going to be babes too.
Babes. Cool. And dudes?
Babes. Dudes can be babes.
Yeah.
Oh, babes of both descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lots of babes.
That's a big seller. We really need to stick with
Come
that one.
The babes.
Babes beer in Across the Park live.
Mick's going to be wearing short shorts.
Oh, AFL like
style.
Warwick Kappa. Budgie smugglers.
Should it's not a bad idea.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I've got a Swans jersey.
I'll wear
training
a sailors,
jersey.
Sailors one.
Yeah.
I don't have a Swans jersey.
No, it's from Bali.
Right, like a rip-off Swans jersey.
That's so bad.
I think it says Sydney Swans, but that's okay. Yeah, so come down.
Yay.
Lord Gladstone Hotel in Chippendale, Saturday the 28th of September. We'll be there.
Completely free.
Completely free. We should figure out a time because we haven't yet. Next week. Listen to the show next week and we'll give you a time as to when to be there.
Well, I think the kickoff's about 2:30, so it'll be before that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, come down a couple of hours early and you'll
get
see
a feed.
Yeah,
get a jug of drinks.
Yep. Warm up.
Lovely little pub.
Get a little bit south so when we come on, you think we're funny.
Oh, God.
We should just do an absolute deadpan serious show.
Yeah, it's a Q&A.
Just all stats.
An analysis.
It's a Q&A about...
We're going to have Gladys on. We're going to see if we get the PM, whoever it is that week. It's just going to be a very serious show. All right. I think we've talked about that enough, have we?
I think so. We're going to kill it
We really
quickly.
Stumbled over that.
Just like we will live.
Nah. What do you want to say?
Oh, I just... Nah, that's it, actually. I'm
you
done.
Sure?
Yep, all good.
You look like you got something
to
say.
No.
You sure?
No, all good.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, good.
I thought we could edit this out.
All right. So, hey, just before we went to air, we all discovered we have weird noises that we can make. Oh, was it?
That's what I was going to do.
Okay, good. So, shall we do them?
Because yeah.
Well, mine's the most boring one.
We know your one. Yours is this, yeah. Which is great.
To be honest, that sounds amazing.
Can I also just say, I don't know if I've mentioned this before. In high school, I went to an all-boys school. All right, that's enough, mate. We're going to drown. Went to an all-boys school.
Oh, it's the worst thing when you hear a tap.
When you went to an
like
all-boys
that.
School, yeah.
Yeah, oh, God. My worst nightmare for sure.
So, we went to an all-boys school. And we the only way to meet girls for me, really, was to do musicals because we'd get girls' schools come in
yeah,
and
yeah,
join
yeah.
us. I was like, sweet, let's
it's
do musicals.
It's just like Glee all over again.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. And anyway, we had one year we had this guy come in. His name was Hemlock, okay?
Hemlock?
He was the strangest guy. He was our choreographer. He was the strangest man I've ever met. He's probably dead now, I'm sure, or he's a fan of this show. Either way, he's an odd man. And he used to do that sound all the time.
Really?
He'd be like, do that, what? Do it. And he would do it. Yeah.
Mick okay, that's is Hemlock.
It would be weird if you were Hemlock. And
what's your noise?
Okay, I'm going to struggle for this because I haven't done it for a long time and it's sort of like a whistle through my hands. Right. I told you I'd struggle.
Is that it?
Anyway, I can't do it. I need a lot of practice.
Do you need a eucalyptus leaf? You do it between the leaf?
It's sort of like that. It's sort of like that, but I don't have one.
Yeah, grass.
Yeah. I could. Yeah, or paper or something like that.
It's a hand trumpet.
That's, that's the name of this episode.
A hand horn?
No. Or hand dirty. Horn, yeah. Mm. I like that.
Every time, without a doubt.
Cross the perv.
This is me.
Once a week.
Get that baby out of here.
It's a baby alarm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, baby alarm.
That sounds amazing. It's like not you. It's like it's coming from like a...
And it is.
A machine.
Maybe I'll do that next Saturday at the Gladstone.
Whoa,
2 o'clock.
I think, live. You can't recreate that live, Gabby.
Watch me, guys.
Whoa.
You may think that this could be on a sound panel that Joel's operating, but it's not. It's coming directly from my human mouth.
It is. I just thought of another one. There's that one I can do where I can talk inside my throat and with my mouth closed. So it's sort of like this. Hang on. Can you guys just talk for a second?
There you go. We're waiting. Joel's practicing.
Are you okay?
That's terrible.
Are you okay?
This is terrible. What happened to this show?
Oh, God.
Okay, all right, we're going to move past this now, yeah?
Yeah.
It's getting weird.
Oh, it's getting weird.
It's getting so weird.
It's done. It's fully cooked.
I haven't asked this question for a long time, but I'm just going to ask Gabby.
Okay,
first.
Good.
And we'll see. We'll see how we get.
Yeah, no,
just say Gabby.
Yeah.
What? What?
How was your sporting week?
Oh, guess what?
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad because I had such a bad bung eye that I had to stay home for 2 days because I was blinded in one eye. But previously to that, I bought a bike. I've been riding around.
Mm.
It's
excellent.
Been so fun with my dog beside me.
It's not one of those orange ones that you see around the streets, is it? You didn't buy one of those.
No, I did buy one of those.
They're going cheap.
Bike.
$2.
It's really good.
5 minutes.
I bought it on like Facebook Marketplace.
Well done.
Really great. So handy. So easy. Anyway, so that's very sporty. And then, you know how I was telling you guys a few episodes ago that my soccer team that we joined didn't have enough girls to play against, so we couldn't play. There's enough girls in the world to play. Thursday nights, girls soccer, 5-a-side, outdoors, in the outdoors, and you can get my stats on the
so
website.
Cool. Ooh, we can track them. Can we do a recap every week on Gab's stats?
Yes. I think we should.
It's like how many passes, how many goals, how many saves, like how many times you stood there not doing anything.
Do they track that as well?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't think so. Yeah.
Can we get a GPS on you so we can track how you went, like ran around the map?
I could do that.
That's cool.
But yeah.
That is very cool. I really like that idea.
Why aren't we playing Joel?
I don't know, because it's females.
No, they got mixed. And they got men.
I mean, you guys aren't really that sporty.
This is true. Are you still swimming, Joel?
No. It got cold.
Yeah, no, I did. Someone asked me to go swimming on Sunday. It was a really nice day. So come down to the pool. I've still got like 5 passes left in my 10-pass City of Sydney pool pass. I didn't go. But maybe I will soon.
Do
it's
you
warming
get into
up.
That,
I thought
like,
about it.
That kind of like, spring into fitness, like summer's coming, like that kind of.
No,
like,
that's not me.
No.
Cool. I'm fit all year round.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yep.
You're fully fit as.
I think I am. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Well done, Gab.
Thanks,
guys. And we're
going
to track your...
first games next week. Soccer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did it help that you put it out there? And...
I reckon. We had people listening to us somehow, and it got pulled together.
Excellent.
I mean, it's only four teams, but...
Doesn't matter.
No.
Cool.
So that's five-a-side.
Five-a-side, outdoor. Great. Good times.
So at least 20 people listen to this show. That's good. That's really good. All right. It's half the show is gone. Shall we do some sport?
Okay.
Here we go.
Sport. Just the short one.
Okay.
No.
Sport. Sport.
No, 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 no.
No,
it's gone. Wow, I can't believe that got cut.
It goes on.
It's too much. It's actually quite, like, visceral, and it makes me feel quite anxious.
Okay, all right.
Especially because it's my own voice.
Fair enough.
Does anyone else feel like that?
Not really. That
type of music?
I like the sound of my own voice.
I mean, that's the only reason that we're here, isn't it? That we all like the sound of our voices.
I thought you said you didn't like it. Or you're used to it now.
No, I actually was listening back to the episode the other week, and I know I can hear my teeth. Like, I can hear...
What?
I've got a mouthful of teeth, and I can just hear them.
I think we all do, Gab.
No, they're just so big. And sometimes I can feel how big my teeth are, so then I'll start enunciating my words a bit more. I can hear it back.
Okay, I think we've gone past... Yeah, definitely.
Oh, good.
All the world can now. That was weird. So, cricket. We happened to lose the fifth test of the Ashes, but it didn't matter because we brought the urn home. It has been decades since...
Sorry, I genuinely yawned.
You yawned into the mic.
It was a complete accident.
Oh, God.
I was staring... You know when you've got the stairs and then I was just like... Oh, shit.
As soon as we get to the sports section, she just starts yawning.
She's gone.
Oh, my God. You better not do that live. When we go live, no yawning.
Oh,
yawning.
No.
Have a good sleep on the Friday night, okay?
I'll be the one. You're going to get annoyed because I'm just going to take over. I'm going to have a microphone
over.
In my hand and you're like, shut the fuck up, Gabby. Cricket,
it's
saying.
It's a bit hard when we went 2-2 in the series. We won, obviously, the Ashes, but it was a bit of a sucky ending.
It does suck that it ended in a drawn series, but I mean, I feel like after the fourth game when we had already won the Ashes, they sort of switched off.
And they shouldn't have won that one where Stokes got all the runs.
Well, that's the thing, right?
Like, that was a good effort, obviously, but they shouldn't have won that.
Exactly. And that's it. They should not have won that game. So, yes, we have the pleasure of lugging the giant urn home from England. It's the first time in
so
almost
big.
20
really?
Years.
It's oh, yeah, the little one. I know that.
It's tiny. It's.
I think it's cute.
Actually, I don't think it even comes. Like, they leave it in the MCC Museum or whatever.
Oh, really?
We don't actually get the actual
That's
the
risk you're getting.
Urn.
Traveling with it, it's a little...
Yeah.
It's too much.
You could easily just squash it. Like, if you put it in your back pocket and just sat on it, it would just disintegrate. Or you could even snort it and it would just, like, be gone.
Sure, they've tried.
So where do they leave it? In England?
I think MCC, like, in the museum, like, in London.
Because everything's safe in
the museum.
Because
imagine just, like, how exciting it would be to go to the museum and see that. Like, I would definitely go to London to see that trophy at a cricket museum.
So would
like
I,
that,
yeah.
Like, I'm just getting chills thinking about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell you're serious, too.
I almost believed you.
I didn't fall for that one.
That was impressive, Mick. I could see you like getting excited and then you're like, no, hold back. She's not telling the truth.
Trust your instincts, Mick. Play of the series went not just to Steve Smith, but also Ben Stokes.
What? They both got it.
Yes.
A draw.
Yes. This is going to go down as Steve Smith's Ashes, no doubt. No one's going to remember Ben Stokes. No one's going to remember anyone else. It is ridiculous that both of them got named player of the series together.
You don't name two people, especially.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. It makes no sense.
That's so stupid.
Pat Cummins, who is a bowler for Australia, he's like the number one bowler in the world, test bowler in the world at the moment. He was better than Stokes.
Yeah. Do you think that they did that because they didn't want to give it to Steve Smith because he's a cheater? And so they were like, fuck, we better just
like
throw someone else in there so it's like it's not too much of the press around Steve Smith getting it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's 100% it.
Steve Smith scored 3 centuries and 350s with a total of 774 runs and an average of more than 110. Had it not been for West Indian Jofra Archer and a nasty dose of concussion, Smith would surely have obliterated Sir Donald Bradman's record of most runs in a test series.
As it is, he's got the top two most runs in a series this century.
Really?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Wow. So he overtook himself in this series for the most runs in a series.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Worst player of the series was Dave Warner. He finished the series with 95 runs from 10 innings. He had 3 ducks and 5 single-digit scores with an average of less than 10.
It's terrible.
That's so
jumping.
Bad.
Dumb. And now we come to the sum of cricket.
Yeah.
That was the winter of cricket done.
That's the winter of cricket.
The winter of cricket.
Do we know... forgot my question.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could
Come on,
chuck
say it.
Wood?
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Wow, go. Look at you go.
It's a warm-up. Vocal warm-up.
And yeah,
which we don't do.
We should. I'm telling you, because my teeth get in the way.
Our warm-up is a drink before the show.
True.
In county cricket we're in England... there was a county championship Division 1 match where a bowler took 17 wickets. It's the best first-class figures in more than 60 years. South African Kyle Abbott took 9 for 40. You're yawning again?
What's wrong with you, Gab?
I'm so tired, and that's so weird. Like, I'm genuinely listening, and then I just know it just happens.
That's okay. It's all right. I'm so used to it, though. Just in my general life. South African Kyle Abbott took 9 for 40 in the first innings, then 8 for 46.
Amazing. So only 3 wickets in the whole match were taken by someone else. That's just for context, Gab. I know you're not sure
what
17 wickets means.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Now, the best ever is England's Jim Laker. I think it's Laker, who picked up all 10 wickets in an innings against Australia in 1956.
Yeah.
And he finished with 19 for 90.
Whoa.
So one person got another wicket.
Oh,
you'd be furious at them.
Totally.
How annoying. All right. NRL. Eels versus Broncos.
Still basking in the glory of that a game last Sunday. Holy moly.
Did you see any of this, Gab?
No.
It was a semi-final match. Eels played Broncos. They won 58-0.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is the correct...
So,
slippery suckers.
Us Eels fans don't have a lot to cheer about over the last, say, 33 years when we have last won our premiership. So to be able to win this game, like we haven't won a finals game in 10 years.
Whoa.
So this was the biggest win for us in 10 years, basically. And the crowd was chockers. It was like just the atmosphere was awesome.
I thought the Broncos were quite good.
No, they came eighth. They sort of scraped into the finals.
They did.
So the Eels, we're talking seventh.
No, Eels finished fifth.
So we got a home final, which we haven't had, again for 10 years. But it was just amazing. I mean, look, the Broncos were absolutely rubbish. Like, I haven't seen a team play that badly in a long time. But you've got to give credit to the Eels because they just made up. They just went through it. They didn't stop. They didn't. So often the Eels were like, just take the foot off the accelerator and just like cruise, but they didn't. They just went bang, bang, try.
You'd be pretty pumped. Amazing. Home
with the crowd.
Stadium.
They love that stadium.
My hands hurt so much from high-fiving all my friends. It was amazing.
Were you there?
Of course. It was like, I go to every Parramatta home game.
You just high-five one friend over and over.
yeah.
It's yourself.
So you're clapping. You're basically clapping.
Oh, clapping is just high-fiving yourself, right?
It's the biggest defeat in Broncos history, the biggest loss in a finals in history, the most points conceded by a team in a final.
Biggest margin of the year as well. Second biggest margin of the year was actually when Parramatta played the Storm earlier in the year and lost 56-6 or something like that. Parramatta on the receiving end of both. But I'm so excited.
That's the third yawn in case anyone's playing at home and listening. Massive turnaround. They came last year there also. This is huge.
Yep. And the other game, Manly beat the Sharks to knock out the Sharks.
Which no one really predicted at all.
Really? I thought everyone predicted that.
Really? No, everyone thought. I mean, Manly were missing half their team.
Oh, no, you're right. Tommy wasn't there. And Gallen's now gone. That's his last game ever.
Doesn't matter. Don't think anyone really minds.
Fair enough. And, of course, the big one.
Melbourne and Canberra?
Raiders beat the Storm.
Yeah.
In Melbourne for the second time of the year.
Whoa. Yeah, second time.
Which I can't remember happening recently.
No one goes to Melbourne and wins.
Yeah.
Never. It just
Let alone
doesn't
twice
happen.
And in twice a final. In
1 year. So, yeah, minor premier Storm with the best team stats, not only this year, but for like the past few decades.
Really?
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah. Lost to Canberra. So that's pretty massive.
Well, they are chokers, the Storm. I reckon they can get knocked out next week by the old Eels. So you reckon?
Well, we'll see. Right, this also means, Roosters smashed South. So that means now first and second can't play each other in the grand final.
Which is huge because we didn't want to see a Storm Roosters grand final again. That would just be.
Everyone was over it.
That would just be yawn, Gabby. Yeah, that would just be boring. That's right.
Boring.
There we go. So
oh,
no
I'm
Roosters.
Kicking a wheel, yawn.
Oh, look, she's really gone now.
She's gone. Have a nap. We're almost finished.
Raiders, one game from grand final. That's pretty exciting for me.
Yeah.
I would really like to see the Raiders.
I think a
Raiders.
Lot of people would love to see the Raiders make the grand final.
Even though I hate Ricky Stewart with all of my soul.
Ooh, that's big.
Sorry, Ricky. Not really.
In the NRLW, the first time ever a player has been suspended. So, Saints prop, I don't know how to say that name. She copped a 2-week suspension, which means she doesn't play again unless Saints make the grand final.
It's never happened in the NRLW.
Oh, I don't know.
She didn't need it.
We discussed this off air. Don't ask me that question because I don't know what she did.
What do you mean? That's like the juiciest bit.
I know, but I don't know what happened.
Should have just made it up.
She killed someone.
Oh.
On the field.
Very quickly in the AFL, the semi-finals are done. Geelong Cats knocked out last year's winners, the Eagles, 88-68, and GWS ruined the Lions run by beating them 83-80 tonight. Richmond Tigers play Geelong Cats, and tomorrow Arvo, the Pies play the Giants. Go Giants. In basketball, Boomers lost to France in the bronze match. After going down to France. Very good. After they went down to Spain.
Man, we nearly beat Spain. Nearly beat Spain. We did triple overtime, whatever the hell it was. Double. And then Spain went on to win the whole lot. So
whoa.
I figure if we could have beaten Spain, we could have won the whole lot.
Yeah.
It's just, we just couldn't.
But as I said, who really cares?
No, it's exciting.
Not you,
every
Gabby,
time.
You can't just walk in here, Gabby, and just say, who really cares?
No, it's a question. Who does care? You tell me. Who
People
cares?
Who like sport and basketball. Oh, my God. Look at her. She's just playing with me, teasing. Joel, can you...
I'm staying out of this.
Can you get her in trouble?
Nah, whatever. Like, it's all good. I love basketball.
It's okay, she can hate it. In Super Netball, the Swifts beat the Lightning 64-47.
Upset.
By 17 goals. It was a grand final.
Yeah.
Lightning were going for 3 years in a row.
That's right.
And Swifts came from nowhere.
Whoa.
So that's awesome. Congratulations, Swifts. In the Rugby Union, the World Cup kicks off tonight in Japan.
Oh, Fiji, Australia playing. Semi-rad-rad-ra.
Against
Australia. A team that he used to play. A country that he used to play against.
Marika Korobidi.
Oh.
I think they are playing against
each other. On the wing.
So two ex-NRL players going up against each other.
And so Semi-rad-rad-ra played for the Kangaroos, the Rugby League Australian team.
Yeah.
And now he's playing for Fiji in rugby union.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's amazing though. I mean, yeah, ex-Parramatta player too, no bias. But he's amazing.
Okay. We are completely out of time,
Whoa.
But we'll do a very quick
That's
game.
Quick. Hello.
Oh, everyone seemed to be happy with last week's game, so I'll do it again.
I'll try it some
more. Oh my God.
I had to play some more.
That was terrible.
Yeah, I completely
You're tired
forgot.
Too.
I am tired. It's been a long week. Okay, so like last week, what did I say? Everyone seemed happy with last week's game, so I'll do it again. Okay. Remember last week you were all like,
Best
game you've ever
done.
Okay, so I'm going to say three words, and you tell me what sport it is associated with.
Yeah.
Here we go. Cox, blade, and quad.
Badminton.
Wrong.
Cox. Rowing.
Yeah, right.
Oh
my God.
Blade.
Not that tired. Boom.
Jesus.
This one's weird. Gappa, K, and screwball.
Ooh. Snooker.
Nah.
Gappa.
G-A-P-P-E-R.
Yeah.
Fishing.
Fishing?
I'm just having a bloody go.
It's okay. You're not being punished for it. You just
Diving.
Get the wah-wahs.
Diving?
No, you're never going to get it. It's baseball.
Oh.
And one more to finish the show.
I should have got that.
Shuttle, alley, baseline.
Bowling.
Badminton.
Badminton.
Oh, I said badminton before.
Yeah, because he said cox, not shuttle cock.
He said shuttle. He didn't say shuttle cock.
No, I said cox.
No, before this then, he said shuttle.
Yeah, but shuttle.
Shuttle. Yeah.
So it's called a shuttle, no shuttle cock.
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Well, you got to get this right when we go live, Joel.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
People get at you, like throw glasses at you and stuff.
No, no, none of that. I'm pretty sure all pubs now have bloody plastic glasses because men like you throw bloody real glasses.
Not the good Lord Glasson with very good clientele.
Okay, yeah, that's the end of the show, guys. We'll be back next week for our 1 year anniversary.
Bye-bye!
Yay!
I mean, ta-da!
we need to go to counselling.
Bye. Bye.
See ya. Considering postgraduate study? UTS offers strong connections to industry and understands the demands of your changing work environment. So don't leave your future waiting. Join one of our postgraduate webinars in September. Webinars will cover navigating the UTS e-application system, the fees and costs of postgrad study, plus a general Q&A session where you can have all of your postgraduate queries answered. Search now for UTS postgraduate events and register today. UTS sponsors 2SER.
Can you believe?
Brown cow.
Stunning.
You're a homosexual.
I care about you.
Go, actors,
no, I'm not going.
Because it's done.
We're here, we're queer, and we'll never die.
And hello and welcome to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 and Joy FM. My name is Patrick Clancy and sadly I will be your only host this evening. Ruby has been struck down by a plague that has rendered her just so radiophobic. She can't make it in, she can't talk, she can't make jokes. So she and I both agreed that we don't think today is her day to be on the air, but we love her and we're sending her all our good vibes, not our bad vibes, just our good one. And we hope she's having a wonderful time and that she will enjoy this show that I have pretty much shanghaied in her stead. She has said, Patrick, please don't say things that aren't good. Don't make bad content, make good content. But I'm here to say, I'm just going to make Patrick content. Be that good, be that bad. We don't know, but we'll certainly find out. We've got a very exciting show coming up. Even Rubyless, who is the spice of life in the show, we've got a great show coming up. We have wonderful songwriter and performer Laverance from Sydney, fresh off his new single. So we're going to be having a chat with him and, of course, spinning that single for you. We have a bunch of other music to play for you, all very good and very sexy. So, yeah, we're going to have a really good show, I promise you. I swear to the gay god, who is me, because I've just decided that you will have a good time this show. But to kick everything off, we're going to listen to, you guessed it, Radio Man by Laverance. And we're going to have such a good time, guys. It's such a good song, and we might even be talking to Laverance after this. I don't know, except I do, because we definitely will be. So what you're going to be listening to right at this very moment is Radio Man by Laverance. This is It's Gay Area on 2SER 107.3.
Antenna Documentary Film Festival returns for 2019 with the freshest documentaries from around the world. Expanding to 11 days, Antenna's lineup showcases the funny to the sobering, the real to the surreal. From music documentaries to political exposés and tales of young love to youthful rebellion, Antenna will have your mind reeling long after the credits roll.
And that was Radio Man by Laverance. And not to shock anyone, you're still on 2SER 107.3 and Joy FM. But we have Laverance in the studio with us right now. How are you today, Laverance?
Very well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, sorry if that Ruby is not here, but I know she loves you from beyond where she is.
Hey, Ruby.
Hey, miss Ruby. You. We miss you. So we're going to get right into it. Tell us about how you got started in the music scene.
Well, I've been in a few scenes, I guess. Mm-hmm. When I first started, well, actually, I went to a performing arts high school mm-hmm. after showing early signs of, I guess, creativity and yeah. a need to perform. Mm-hmm. And then when I first started writing my own music, it was completely different to what it is now. It yeah. was more singer-songwriter stuff. Mm-hmm. Quite sad songs, really.
The gays, we love sad yeah. songs.
And I was doing open mic nights mm-hmm. and kind of like more indie gigs
yeah.
like around Sydney. And then I took a large break mm-hmm. unintentionally. I was just dealing with a lot.
Yeah.
Mental health stuff. Mm. And then when I was starting to feel better and coming yeah. out of that, I met my producer, who's Bobby Gray, mm-hmm. and we started making more uplifting music because that's how I was feeling. And now I guess I get to share that with the queer community.
I know that we were talking about this just before. We met at a queer party on Oxford Street very briefly, and it's very interesting to see how all the queer circles in Sydney sort of intersect, especially mm. in terms of performance and even just socially. It's like very interesting, the people you meet via yeah. those circles. So who do you and like where do you draw your inspiration from for your music? Like you said, it's with especially mental health, like that impacts the sort of tone of the music you write and perform. So how does that sort of all come together?
I don't take from other artists. Mm-hmm. I'm sure subconsciously I do.
Yeah.
But I try to make music based on my energy. Mm-hmm. So I do lots of things like meditate and like tune in to access the kind of music that I make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm really inspired by, I guess, my own youth when it comes to the sounds that I'm putting out at the moment.
Yeah.
Because when I first started going out into clubs, underage clubbing, you know, it was this kind of new wave 80s revival.
Yeah.
People always say my music is 80s, but I've actually been drawing inspiration from like 2008.
Yeah.
Which is a funny thing mm-hmm. because they were so influenced by the 80s.
Yeah, it's very sort of cyclical with influences. Like now, in especially like pop, there's a lot of like 90s, early 2000s influences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that 2008 new wave indie dance, mm-hmm. it's not even specifically an artist.
Yeah.
It's more, I feel like I just screenshotted the sound at that mm-hmm. time because, you know, when you're young and
yeah.
you're out and you just experiencing everything for the first time, and I love that feeling.
Yeah.
Because you never get that back.
No, absolutely. And it's very sort of visceral, the way you described it. Like, I listen to particular albums that I love. Like, one that immediately comes to mind is Matangi by MIA.
Yes.
And I listen to that and I'm just like, that draws me to this exact year and how I was feeling exactly then.
Yeah. And that was a cool era.
It was a cool
like,
era.
The Gossip, mm-hmm. Music for Men.
Yeah.
Is one of the albums that completely transforms, mm-hmm. Transports me back to like my first cigarette,
yeah.
my first toxic relationship and all that.
And I think it's very interesting that you say you don't sort of take from other artists, because you hear a lot of, when a lot of musicians sort of talk about their influences, it's very much like, oh, I follow after Madonna and like David Bowie, and it's a lot more people than how you say it's like the energy you feel and stuff like that.
Yeah, the reason that is because all of my favorite artists, mm-hmm. especially pop artists,
yeah.
and even visual artists, mm-hmm. they, of course, you're influenced by people.
Yeah,
which I am as well. Mm-hmm. However, the artists I love have really put in work into building their own universes.
Yeah.
So even like a Baz Luhrmann mm-hmm. or like a Salvador Dali.
Yeah.
You know, Janelle Monáe, Lana, like they all, I don't want to sound like any of these people mm-hmm. that I love.
Yeah.
I want to sound like me and put the attention into building my own sound and my own universe, completely cut off from the people I listen to.
Yeah, absolutely. And in your Instagram story recently, you did say that when people ask you what genre of music you make or perform, you never really knew how to answer it, and you want to start calling it queercore. So tell us a bit about what you mean by that.
I made the decision today to name my genre of music queercore. Because I don't really relate to a lot of the people. Like, people say, oh, it's Bowie, or it's, I don't know, early Gaga or whatever. I don't really relate to that. But queercore, and the wording's funny because at the core of what I do is queer. But also I like that it's kind of taken from hardcore. Because the intent behind hardcore music is social rebellion.
Yeah.
And I'm taking that in my own way, in a queer lens, and saying my music's queercore. And even though it might sound fun and the synths are beautiful and whatnot, queer music and pop music is the new punk.
Because it
does go against social convention.
Yeah, it really does. Like, there was a lot of... recently, especially, that I can think of a lot of artists who are just like making pop music, and there are people who go like, who would enjoy this? This is terrible because it's just so different to, and I would say like a lot of the people I listen to personally are queer, and there are various genres like hip hop, pop, but like they're queer. That's the common thread, which I think is really interesting to think of more than the sound, like the sort of people who are making the music.
There's parallels between queer pop and punk music.
Yeah.
Because everyone said when punk came out, this is just noise. It's not, this isn't musical. But there was such a huge social movement behind it.
Yeah.
And a huge reason why queer people love pop music is because we grew up on these incredibly strong pop women who were our voice growing up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and it's funny because I feel like people don't see the resilience and the roughness in queer pop music.
Yeah.
It's the new punk to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of your music, you did just release your brand new single, Radio Man.
Yes.
What's the inspiration behind that? What's it about?
Radio Man. I'm referencing myself in Radio Man. I'm essentially telling you I'm a star. I'm not waiting for you to call me one.
Yep.
That's the whole intent behind the song. I'm claiming my success. I'm not waiting for other people to call me successful.
Which, again, I think is a very interesting concept because, I don't know, there's something about humbleness and sort of... it's just something that's not... encouraged to claim that you're a star, claim your own stardom, which I think is very interesting as well and ties into a lot of the sort of rebellious things that you were saying.
Yeah. I have a huge problem with dogma and a huge problem with how people are so controlled and limited by shame and guilt.
Yeah.
So I think I've just realized that it's triggering for people when they see someone confident, but it's not a personal attack. It's
no.
If someone's liberated... we should celebrate that and take cues.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most people who are confident and liberated are torn down, but I think I'm powerful enough to...
And you are, and here you are on the radio. You're on the radio.
Radio Man is on the freaking radio.
And I think that's wonderful for us.
Yeah.
And just before, just earlier, before you came in, I was watching the music video for Radio Man, which you did release just...
today.
Today, yes. Yeah. So first of all, everyone, go watch it.
Please.
Very, very good. And something that is quite central in, from my perspective in the music video is definitely... your aesthetic and your style, because it's very bold. It's very, again, not cis is something I would say. It's not something that you would see a cis person wearing or like heterosexual person wearing, really. And I know you do collaborate with a lot of designers, a lot, such as Yukana from Sydney. So how do you sort of explain your style or such? Like, what do you hope to achieve with it?
Well, I'm actually just authentically obsessed with the silhouette of quote-unquote women's clothing.
Yeah.
I think the silhouettes are just more interesting. From like a geographical standpoint, I think you can play with shapes more with women's clothing. I think that's interesting. So even taking away all the political side of things, I'm drawn to the clothing I wear because it's just the pure, the visual aspect of it, which I think people need to understand. It's not always a political statement, even though that's lovely if it is, but I genuinely just think I look good in these clothes.
I absolutely agree. Whenever I go shopping, especially online, it's just like, it's very aggressively segregated into men and women. And I'm just like, ah, yes. Yes, I'm going to go into the men's section and buy some very boxy shorts.
Right.
That's all I will wear.
And that, do you know what's scary? If you wear something that's considered to be for the opposite sex, even though there's not just two genders.
Absolutely.
People are angry.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I've caused a really visceral reaction out of you from wearing a piece of cotton if there wasn't the shape that you're expecting. And if you're so controlled by those kind of conventions, how many of your thoughts are your own?
That's very interesting. Like, personally, just earlier today, actually, I was giving a presentation for uni, and I wasn't paying attention to the judges because I hate learning.
Love it.
But I was going outside afterwards, and a fellow queer person came in the lift with me and said, "Oh, I love what you're wearing. Did you notice that one of the judges at the presentation was giving you a really massive dirty look?"
Wow.
So my friend told me the person I was with in the lift said, "Oh yeah, my friend told me he was really homophobic." And I was just like, I'm literally just wearing clothes.
Yeah.
That I need them to not be naked.
I say to people when I'm having this argument, I say, we're not living in a novel. It's not goblins look like this and fairies wear this. And it's like, we're all these like fake creatures. It's such a construct to me. And I find it amusing. And because I'll grab your attention. I'll make you look because I know what to do when I've got your attention.
Exactly.
I'm not going to whimper. I just think it's interesting how people are so controlled by, it's that dogma thing. It's terrifying.
Absolutely. Personally, I will just say, when I am going certain places where I know certain type of people will be, I'll dress differently for the situation.
Yeah, of course.
Because I am concerned with my own safety.
We're privileged to be able to wear what we wear. And I totally understand that. But also there is a responsibility for someone who comes from a place of privilege to, you know, if you're at the forefront of being able to do these things, then, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like, it's the ability and the want to do what you can with the privilege that you have.
And I totally respect people who aren't there yet and who can't, who don't have access to that kind of privilege. And I totally feel for you, but I'm gonna wear it for you as well.
Absolutely. And I think that's such a lovely thing. It's so beautiful. So once again, thank you so much for coming on today, Leverance. It's been so lovely to chat to you. Just before you go, tell us a bit about where we can stream Radio Man, where we can see you in the flesh human and watch this all happen.
It's available everywhere. The music video is on YouTube. And my next performance is at Sideshow at Universal next Saturday.
Oh, next Sideshow Alley. If you haven't been, as a side note, please go.
Yeah.
A wonderful night with a bevy of queer performers. It's so cool. And that was Leverance in the studio with us there. Thank you so much for coming in. You're still listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 and Joy FM. My name is Patrick Clancy. And I tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to play you some more music. And for those of you who didn't know, Slater, the international pop diva, songstress, wonderful stunning musician, has released her debut mixtape called Slater. Very good title. And our very own Donatarchy, friend of the show, Sydney producer, produced one of the songs on it. So we're going to play that for you right very now. And that is A Celebrity by Slater, produced by Donatarchy.
Is here and Sydney Fringe Festival is in full swing. This year, Fringe comes to the CBD as we take over the City Tattersalls Club and the Rocks throughout September, along with an enormous program spread right across Greater Sydney. Immerse yourself in 30 days of theatre, comedy, circus, live music, dance, food and lots more. Celebrate some of the best independent live performance this city has to offer. Book your tickets at sydneyfringe.com today. 2SER is a media partner of Sydney Fringe.
And that was Slater's Celebrity, produced by Donatarchy. This is still 2SER's It's a Gay Area, also on Joy FM in Melbourne. Sup, Melbourne? We love you, and I'm coming down to your city very shortly in October, so we're going to have a fun time, I promise. But unfortunately, we do not have any other time left. We have had a lovely evening of laughs. wonderful music from Leverance. I'd like to thank Leverance and our producers as well, as well as Ruby. Mwah, pour one out for Ruby. And we're going to have to love you and leave you. So thank you so much for listening to It's a Gay Area. My name is Patrick, and we will see you next week, my sweet, sweet baby angels. And to leave you, we will be playing another favourite of mine, which is Kindness by Tommy Genesis. Not by Tommy Genesis, I lied, but I love her. It's by Charlie Heat featuring Tommy Genesis. And this sweet, sweet lullaby even will lull you to sweet bed, because as it is Friday night, I know that as it is almost 8 p.m, you're getting ready for bed. And you know what? That's where you belong. So you have a lovely sleep, and you're definitely not clubbing at all. So thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope to see you right here next week. Goodbye! Mwah, 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 mwah.
I'm at a beach, I kill him with kindness. Look real nice, yeah. I don't finesse, no. I am a highness. Kill him with kindness. 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 Look real nice, yeah. I don't finesse, no. I am a highness. Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness. You crazy, where you never made me better. Crucifix on my wrist, where's your blood drip? I'll be nice out of courtesy, won't let these bitches lay hand on me. I'll be nice out of courtesy, won't let these bitches lay hand on me. Pop it, like I, fuck it, like I, kill it, like I. Kill him with kindness. Look real nice, yeah. I don't finesse, no. I am a highness. Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness. Ew. A thing I like you, I don't do. Bitches, I look like you. Hey, you let me say you. Yeah, you say you know me, but you know the old me. Yeah, you say you fuck me, but you know you love me. If you wanna touch me, I'm shit can get ugly. If you wanna touch me, I'm shit can get ugly. Kill him with kindness. Look real nice, yeah. I don't finesse, no. I am a highness. Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness.